Wheat prices are on the decline again this week. And Kim, is there any positive news to that decline?
Well, there's positive news for our prices. I think negative news for France, Germany, where they're having too much rain. They're concerned about the quality, especially in the French crop. You got Australia and the eastern part of the area, big wheat areas. It's dry there, so there's concern about that crop coming on. And then you've got the sanctions, economic sanctions against Russia. That could inhibit their exports a little bit.
Okay, the question I love to ask a grain marketing specialist, where's the bottom to this?
Well, if you're looking at that KC September contract, you know, we've talked about $6 for the strong support price around $6.605. If it breaks that, you look at the technicals, you know, the charts are telling you that the September contract price is going to go to $5.70. I think the odds are against that, maybe about 35% chance of that happening. That'd get cash prices down around $5.40. So right now I'm looking at the cash prices. You know, if they fall in 13, 15 cents, then they're going to go on down. So I got the bottom for cash around 540.
Okay, wheat producers are putting pen to paper right now, and they're trying to come up with their cropping systems, and they're laying out the numbers. What numbers should they be using to make those decisions?
Well, if you're looking at wheat and canola, mm-hmm. Right now for June of 2015, I've got the wheat price at $5.50. I did have it at $6 this last week, but looking at the numbers, I think I'll be more comfortable with $5.50. If you've got $5.50 wheat, then canola is going to be about 8.25. If you look at forward contracting, right now you can forward contract wheat for June 15 delivery at about $5.80 and canola about $8.15.
Okay, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.